Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ernie Fazio. Batting second. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting second. The third baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Fazio reaches second base with a double. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green juggles the ball. That's an error on Green. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fazio moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fazio scores. Wynn scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis strikes out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fazio is called out on strikes. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. Goss hits a line drive into center field. Hicks picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hicks. Goss moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran strikes out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Hickman moves to second. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fazio hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goss takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goss moves to second. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 2 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell strikes out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fazio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to third. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran is called out on strikes. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fazio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goss takes first base on ball 4. Fazio moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fazio scores. Goss moves to third. It's 3 to nothing, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-3 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crane Pool. Warwick reaches second base with a double. Goss scores. It's 4-0, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warwick. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Warwick steals third. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Crane Pool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Warwick tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bateman moves to third. Galen Cisco now pitching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Weakley now playing left field. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weakley. Harkness reaches second base with a double. Green moves to third. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Harkness scores. It's 5-2, Astros. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell strikes out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Astros. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Almoran. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fazio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Goss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goss moves to second. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel pinch hits for Galen Cisco. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Warwick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bateman bunts towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Cannell covering, for the out. Warwick moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Aspromonte is walked intentionally. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hicks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros 5, and New York Mets 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.